Last weekend, I walked out of the service thinking to myself, I've never been more excited to be a part of National Community Church. We heard an incredible message from Pastor Joel and Pastor Dave, and I wonder if even 1 week later it might not be too late for us to just one more time say thanks for that incredible message last weekend. Can we do that? We are in our mission series, A18, and it's my privilege this weekend to introduce my brother from another mother. Zeb Mengistu and I have been friends, brothers, for a long, long time, long before we were pastors. And to see what God is doing in and through him, I describe him as a soft-spoken prophet. All I'm going to say is you better get your notebook ready and you better get your amen ready, because I've preached in Ethiopia and they talk back a little bit more than we do here. And I want Pastor Z to feel right at home. Listen, God has called him not just to lead Beza International Church, not just to impact that capital city of Addis Ababa. And I've been there three or four times. Love it. But you know what? Their vision is bigger than that. You know what? The psalmist didn't say, ask of me and I'll give you the city. He said, ask of me and I will give the nations. They are believing for the continent of Africa. And what the Lord is doing is remarkable. I want you to connect the dots. This year, last week, we cast the vision. 33 trips. We're going to go on 33 missions trips this year. And one of those trips I was on a few years ago, had the privilege of preaching in a little movie theater to a handful of people at the first service, that first gathering of Beza International Church, to see the way that they're impacting thousands upon thousands now. What a joy. You never know where one mission trip can take you. This is Beza West. That is NCC East, if I got my directionals right. But we are welcoming not just a friend, but a brother. I want you to give a huge NCC welcome to Pastor Zeb Mengistu. Love you.
Thanks, sir. Love you too. Appreciate it. Hi, everybody. It's wonderful to be back home and to see all of you again. God is good, and whenever I come here and have opportunity to minister, I don't take it for granted, because I believe that God has uniquely connected our paths, our lives together, much bigger than having an opportunity to stand and preach. But I think this is an expression of a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes. So I bring greetings from my family and from our church back home. And it's just wonderful to be with you all again. Now, I heard someone celebrating with the traditional Ethiopian way. Oh, my peoples. Elilta is how we say, come on, dude, back home. Well, praise God. Today, I want to just share with you. Usually when I come here, I pray for a word that the Lord might be giving. But I just wanted to kind of share some of the testimony that God has done in our lives and in our church. It's exactly 10 years ago, this season of fall, that we moved back to Ethiopia. I was ministering here in Washington, D.C., as a youth pastor, and the Lord put some things in our heart, and we moved. So it's kind of a lot of things coming full circle, not just for us, but also for NCC as well, because as I'll explain in a few moments, NCC has been every part of what we're doing and involved with every step of the way, and we're very very mindful of that, and we don't take it for granted. Amen. Now, when most people think of Africa or Ethiopia, where I come from, they think perhaps more of poverty, famine, you know, tribalism, warfare, injustice. And in some respects, that's very true. When I was here ministering, the Lord put something in my heart, and he put something in my heart prophetically. And I don't know how you understand the prophetic, but basically what I consider prophetic movements to be like is that God will go to the future and show you a picture of what he has in store for a people or an individual or what he's about to do, so that you have a small taste of that now before it manifests. And he showed me a picture of what God had in store for my home country of Ethiopia, is where I was born, but I'm more American, don't be fooled, than I am Ethiopian. I found out very quick when I got there and I couldn't find any McDonald's. I was in trouble. But it's amazing the kind of thing that God put in my heart. And basically what he said to me, that there's coming a time when the curse will be broken, the stigma that is associated with my nation and with the continent of Africa, because of the power of the Lord Jesus, that curse can be broken, that redemption and transformation can take root in that nation and in that continent, and that the hands of begging can be transformed into the hands of blessing. That's usually the point right there when we say a big amen back home. Yes. That's good. That's better. But that's really, you know, what the Lord put in our heart very strong. And it was so powerful in me that we had to just drop everything and move. And we went and started this crazy idea of seemingly impossible proportions, but you know, if God puts something in your heart, it's better to even give your all at that thing and see whether or not God can perform his word. Amen? Amen. Well, what happened about that time is for when we were preparing to leave, we didn't have a church to go to on Sunday for the first time in a long time, and we said, you know, well, why don't we go visit NCC and see, you know, what they're up to, what Pastor Mark is up to. And we went, and of course, we met with Pastor Mark and the family, and we went out for lunch afterwards, because we go back a long ways, and we were using the opportunity to catch up a little bit as well. Then he started asking me, what are you doing? What are you up to? And we just said, well, we're about to move to Ethiopia. And then he just all of a sudden caught that bug as well. Well, what are you doing there? How are you getting there? What's your means of support? How are you? And we had really very, very simple game plan. We just try to find some cheap tickets and go. We had a very minimal support network or support system. And what happened is God put something in his heart that was just ringing true to what we had shared with him. And we ended up having a missions service here, where we came and they made these little baseball cards, missionary baseball cards with my family picture on it. I never had that before. I haven't had it since. It was like, I mean, it was just top drawer. I mean, everything. I mean, this church just really rallied behind what we were doing. And then the next year after we moved, you guys came by way of a missions trip, the first missions trip to Ethiopia, which was a big challenge for us because there was more people on the missions trip than was in our church. And, you know, it was one of those churches, you know, when you ask the choir to stand and sing and the whole congregation stands up and turns around, you know, that's that's when you're really struggling. But I remember what Pastor Mark said at that time. He came and he says, you know, we believe in you guys more than you believe in yourselves. And I thought that was really powerful, because you can only hear from God if you're talking on that level. And I think he saw a picture of that future that God had showed me, that prophetic picture. I think he had showed the same thing to Pastor Mark. And we really clicked and united on that vision. Since that time, of course, God has done a lot of tremendous things. We are no longer a handful of people in a small movie theater. We don't ask me where we got the idea to start meeting in movie theater. The Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, it's movie theater, son. But, you know, now, you know, 10 years on, it's been quite a miracle. There's we have two campuses in our city, on either side of the city. We have another country church out in the country. And we have a project now where we're reaching unreached people groups. There's a large population of people who've never heard the gospel, like my brother was talking about. We have some church plants in that area that's never been happening before. I mean, it's just really amazing stuff. Strategic outreaches. God has helped us to really empower some people. Some of you might remember a few years ago, NCC was very involved with our Change for Change program. And some of you might remember Adam Taylor, who came and worked with us there in Ethiopia. And although that program now officially or informally is closed because of circumstances beyond our control, informally, God is doing a lot of cool things within that ministry. It was almost a blessing in disguise because we are free from a lot of bureaucracy and things and able to help these boys get employment and get on their feet again. And that's just one of many things that God is doing recently. Our probably most recent outreach is this program in the area of South Gondar. Some of you might remember 30 years ago where there was the big famine in Ethiopia, where you know, it rallied the whole world around that whole Bob Geldof and Live Aid and We Are the World peoples. Remember that? Yeah. It's interesting. This project that we started is right in that area that was made famous by the famine. And God has raised up some people to start a tremendous program there of mother and child program, but just been marked by the favor of God. The government officials are bending over backwards to help us because they've just seen the love of God manifested through the team that's working there. And we're so grateful and thankful to God for everything. So I'm telling you this, you know, like come look at what we're doing, but look what we're doing together, because you are as much a shareholder in what God is doing there as we are. Amen? Because you saw the same picture that we saw by the Holy Spirit. And there's great things in store for Africa. Amen? There's a bright future in store for Africa. Our code language is the hands of begging turning to the hands of blessing. Amen? And it is happening. Now, one of the things that I wanted to share with you, and something that's really been big on our hearts, there's a word in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 that says, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8, it says, if you see the poor oppressed in a district and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. All right. So what it's saying, when you see injustice in a district, okay, don't look at the district. Understand that there's a reason for that, and it's usually connected to the one who is higher, and that person is connected to the one that's higher still. Are you following what I'm saying? So in other words, if you can, if you really want to address the problems on the ground, you're going to have to start going up, and you need a strategy for going up because you cannot separate the two. Are you following what I'm saying? And in Africa, we have recognized largely across the continent that there's a big leadership vacuum and there's a big need to address those who are high up and those who are higher up and higher up for the sake of everything that falls below. If there's injustice down here, it is because there's injustice up here. So this is largely my father's vision to deal with leaders and address leaders. He's worked across the continent for many years. And we have started or launched a strategy to reach those people who are way up at the higher up and the higher, higher ups. In our city of Addis Ababa, it is the headquarters of the African Union. And every year there is an African Union Heads of State Summit. So we took the opportunity of that through some miracles that only God can take credit for. And we started what we call the African Heads of State Prayer Breakfast. Come on, somebody. And what it is the first meeting that the heads of state attend before they go into their deliberations is the Heads of State Prayer Breakfast, which is hosted by our church. Isn't that a miracle? Yeah. Have you heard of... Wait, let me stop clapping so I can finish talking. Have you heard of Forrest Gump movie? You know, we call ourselves Forrest Gump Ministries because, you know, sometimes he ends up in the most strategic places, like he doesn't qualify or doesn't belong, but he's there. That's me, heads of state prayer breakfast. I like the prayer breakfast just for the food myself. That's what means a lot to me, but no, I'm kidding. But the Lord has given us a strategic platform to really minister the word of God and pray together with these leaders before they go into making decisions on behalf of the whole continent. Amen? We have started a movement called the Africa Arise Movement, which culminates every year with our annual conference, which is more than just a hype me up anointed service. You know, in Africa, we do a lot of hype me up anointed services and get on up and, you know, that's not our problem. But, you know, justice and righteousness, thinking strategically to deal with and solve the problems that face our people. Amen. And so this conference culminates with a lot of we bring like the best minds, the best preachers, people who really have proven solutions for the challenges that we face, and we deliberate and talk about them. Plus, we have the best singers and musicians, and now more than a conference, it's become a movement across the continent. We have chapters all over the continent. Last year at our conference, we had 28 nations represented at our one conference. It's a big deal because travel is not that easy in Africa. You know, inter-Africa travel, it's a very complicated process. So when you have 28 nations, that's a miracle from heaven. Yeah. Amen. And this year, the coming January, we're now actually preparing from now for our next conference. It's shaping up to be our greatest conference ever. It's just a powerhouse conference that, like, people have really gotten hold of the picture of what God has in the future. And we can step into it together. Amen. Now, when I share these things, do you understand? I normally don't like to talk about what we're doing. Because it's really, first of all, what we're doing is what God is doing. But and I like to more just focus on what God is teaching or showing me, because I think ultimately that will manifest in whatever it is we do. But God has done a small miracle in the continent of Africa, and we give God all the praise for it. Now, this is one of the things I wanted just to show you statistically, just by way of testimony. Can I share something?
Yes.
Church, can I share something?
Yes.
Now, when I moved to Ethiopia 10 years ago, I read statistics on the internet. I think they had internet back then. They said that Ethiopia, okay, it was at that time the fourth poorest nation in the world. That's pretty poor. In the 10 years since that time, we've witnessed a transformation that is like a sleeping giant has awakened. Construction industry, agriculture, every industry, every sector is experiencing exponential, unusual, unexpected, never even before heard of growth. Can I read you some statistics? Can I please? I'm going to read that, okay? So I'm going to take my eyes off you just for a minute. I'll be back. All right? In May of 2000, there's a magazine called The Economist Magazine, all right? Economist Magazine, in May, the May 2000 issue, it had a picture of a boy with a sad face, and the caption on the top was "Hopeless Africa," all right? May 2000. In December of 2011, the same Economist Magazine, come on, somebody. Okay, 10 years plus later, all right, it had a picture of a boy flying a kite, and the caption read, "Africa Arising." Yeah. Yes. Now, the reason that was exciting for us is because that's the name of our conference, Africa Arise. Yeah. It's like, where did they get that from? That's right. Yeah. All right. December 4th, 2013, the Guardian newspaper in the UK, they reported this in recognizing the 30-year anniversary of the famine in Ethiopia. It says, almost 30 years later, the country of Ethiopia is hailed by pundits as an African lion,
after a decade of stellar economic growth. Now, further evidence of its turnaround has arrived, with research showing that Ethiopia is creating millionaires at a faster rate than any other country on the continent. I wish I could tell you that I was one of them. All right. African Economic Outlook magazine reports that in the year 2012 to 13, the fiscal year, Ethiopia's economy grew by 9.7%, the 10th year in a row of robust growth. In 2012, Ethiopia was the 12th fastest growing economy in the world. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Now, some of you might be thinking, are you saying Pastor Z? They call me Pastor Z back home. Is that all right? My full name is Zerubbabel. It's actually quite biblical, but it's also a biblical tongue twister. You know, we customize that thing, all right? Z, Pastor Z, all right? You might be asking, are you suggesting that because of you and your move 10 years ago, all of this growth in the nation is happening because of you? Now, let me tell you what I am saying. Okay, quote me properly on this. What I am saying is that I did see a picture. I am saying that I did see a prophetic picture. We did see a prophetic picture of a brighter day for the continent of Africa. It was a word that I did not come up with, because I don't come up with those kind of words. It's a word that eye has not heard and ear has not seen, but God has revealed it to us by the Holy Spirit. And we got a conviction of this thing and we moved on it. Hallelujah. And so it shouldn't really surprise us after all if God is the one who spoke it to us. Now, I'm not attributing all this to us. I'm attributing it to God who showed us the picture. And of course, there are still a lot of problems, right? There's a lot of injustice. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of need still in the country and in the continent. However, there is a small snowball of change enough to suggest that God is at work. Do you remember the story of Elijah who shut up the skies from rain for 3 years? And then he heard the sound of the abundance of rain. You remember that story? And he went up on the mountain and he stood there with his knees in his head. I don't understand that picture. I'm not going to demonstrate. But his head was in his knees. What did I say? His head was in his knees and he was interceding. And he sent his servant back 7 times to come back with a report of what he saw in his spirit. And 7 times he came back with a report that says there's no drop of rain, no cloud in the sky. He kept sending him back. On the 7th time, the servant came back and said, there is a small cloud the size of a man's fist rising in the sky. It wasn't a whole cloud that was filled with rain, heavy, ready to release a deluge. It was just a small cloud, the size of a man's fist. And he heard that and he said, that's all I needed. Because if there's a little cloud, that's enough for God to multiply and fill the whole sky with clouds and with rain. Come on, somebody. My brother, my sister, I have come to NCC, my family, to report to you that there is a cloud the size of a man's fist in the sky. It is rising, and it is time to run. Remember, after that, he ran. The prophet ran. Why did he run? Because the cloud is enough to get you running. Hallelujah. There is a cloud and then some for Africa. And I believe that God is the mission that God has given us. It's coming to pass before our eyes. The hands of begging are turning into the hands of blessing. Hallelujah. Now, I know maybe you're not so excited because you said that's great for Africa, but we're not in Africa, my brother. We're in America. I understand. I have to contextualize this thing. You know, I'm not preaching it like I would at home because, you know, you really can start like, you know, a great movement. Here is kind of, that's cool. You know, the game is on now. No, I'm kidding. I understand the spirit of game in America. I understand. I wanted you to understand that this is something that we have shared together. for 10 years, that we have walked together for 10 years. Several missions teams have come, have seen what we're doing, have been part of what we're doing. Some have stayed for a longer periods of time. So this is not something by any means that we have done by ourselves. This is a co-shared vision that came from heaven, and we are marching in it together. And so with this A18 week, there's two things I feel that I was talking with leadership and we wanted to share. One, to report 10 years on what God has done, and we're doing well. God is helping us, and we thank you for standing with us in this vision. Amen? But the second thing that I wanted to share with you is also kind of mobilize you for whatever God's, the picture that the Holy Spirit puts in your heart. Amen? Because we're just a normal people who heard something, got a picture of something, and moved. You're also a normal people that God's put something, put you in this world to catch a picture and go for it. Amen? So just follow that tug. I think leadership would be happy here if you heard from God and moved with something that you heard from God. I think that's what they're all about, what X18 or A18 with the circles and numbers is all about. All right? It's just hearing the wind of the Spirit, catching that thing. And you know the tug of the Holy Spirit in your heart. If you don't, you have a long way to go first before you go anywhere just to understand who God is. You have a Father who loves you, who's trying to speak to you, who has a great plan for you. Amen? My plan may not be your plan, all right? It may be a little bit different, but there is a plan nonetheless. Because God does not start building until after he's finished with the plan, like any other blueprint, all right? And the blueprint is already finished. There's a great plan by the fact that you are alive. You know, when you see a building that is half constructed, all right, you know that there's a plan already finished somewhere. Just by the fact that it's going up is proof that there is a plan, because God does not build, a construction person does not build without a plan. The fact that you are alive is proof that there's a plan somewhere. Amen? You don't have to see the finished product. Just the fact that you're breathing air is proof that there is a plan. Yes. I said there is a plan. Yes. All right? And that plan is a good plan. It's a plan for a preferred future, to give you a future and hope. Jeremiah 29, right? Yes. So God is for you. He's not against you. There's great things in your future. Listen to that tug that God pulls in your heart. He will surprise you beyond your wildest dreams. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You are all God's mission. And you are all God's missionaries, wherever you are, whatever you do. The Bible says in Matthew, Mark 16, that these signs shall follow them that believe. Any believers in here? In my name, they shall cast out demons, speak in new tongues, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It's not for the pastor or for the bishop or with the long cloak with the curly do on the top and the crown and the stick. All right? That's for the believer. I'm not talking about anybody. Don't take that wrong. All right? It's for the believer. You know, and so God has anointed you to do the works that he has called you to. Acts 1, when Jesus died, he took us with him by way of our sin. When he rose, he also took us with him by way of his resurrection life. We joined the party after the resurrection. Hallelujah. That means we are part and parcel of resurrection life of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the same Spirit that rested on Jesus also rests on you. The same Father that Jesus called Father, you also call Father. That's good news. The same anointing. The same anointing that was working on Jesus is working in you. It's not like you have to go to cemetery and get a degree to come back and be anointed. Jesus did the anointment for you, and he called you his own. And he told the disciples, he said, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So just release that anointing wherever you go. Amen. Just don't be afraid to lay hands on people, to pray for your co-workers. Just let a little anointing slip out, drip everywhere. Come on. Things happen, people happen, things change, doors open, lives get changed, people get healed. Amen? Amen? You know, recently in my ministry, I'm stepping into a new gear, Pastor Mark. God has started using me in healing. I don't consider myself a healing minister or ministry or nothing, because I work with youth ministry. You don't need healing for youth ministry. But God's been using me in healing. Stuff's been breaking out as I minister. Not because of me. Jesus is the healer. same anointing, same Father, same program, same agenda. Acts 1:8, you will receive power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be witnesses everywhere you go. So that same power rests on you. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you today. My time is gone. I was hoping to pray for people. But let me just, can I pray? 2 minutes? But I'm not going to pray. You're going to pray. Hallelujah. Because I'm not the believer. We're all the believers. Amen. God can meet needs right now in the next 30 seconds. No distance, no time, no space in God. Zimalachu. Zimalachu. Excuse me. Comes out. And God is here. God is here to meet needs. God is here to minister to you. Minister through you. Minister through you. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't bat 1,000 when I pray for the sick. But it's been escalating in the last few weeks. Last month, I was praying for a lady. I couldn't believe it. Never happened to me before. You know, I'm good with the headaches and the diarrhea and stuff like that. You know, I can handle that. But this one was kind of serious. You know, I didn't have, like, I was praying for people in a town called Dredo in the east of our country. We had a program there. And I saw the lady, and I said, what can I pray for? I didn't see her come up. I said, what can I pray for you? And she said, no, my legs, they don't work. I said, what do you mean your legs? They look fine. Go ahead and show me. And she walked. Her legs were twisted, kind of. I said, what happened? She said, I fell. My back got something in my leg. And when I walked, she literally walked like this, couldn't take one step in front of the other. And so, like, my faith was challenged when I saw that, you know. I said, Jesus, you better show up right now. And so I just touched her legs just like that. Because it's not me. Who's the healer? Jesus. Super Z is the healer? No. It's Jesus the healer. But you I just said, okay, I'll agree with your faith. I put my hands just like that, and I said, in Jesus' name, be straight in our beloved Amharic language. And I said, okay, go ahead, walk. Just like that, her legs popped, like they were kind of like crooked like that. They popped out, and she started walking just like that. That's like a record for me. But, you know, you have to act like you know what you're doing, right? Mr. Professional up in here. I said, well, come back now. She walked back. I said, any pain, anything? No, it's all gone. All gone? Are you serious? I just graduated from headache and other stuff to I said, Lord, look at that. But the thing that amazed me is that, like, she wasn't even as excited. Like, when I read the Bible, it says they go jumping and leaping and praising God. She was just stone-faced, like, phased, kind of, like, unfazed completely. I said, what happened? What do you feel? God just healed me. I was more excited than she was. And then I said, do you have some, like, I thought she was trying to, you know, pull my leg or something. I said, do you have someone who came with you who can verify this? And she said, yeah, my friend's over there. I said, come. Look, go walk. She walked, both of them, stone-faced. What happened? God has healed my friend. I couldn't explain it. Never done it before. I said, okay, have a nice day. All right. And I guess they were just not expecting anything but healing. I guess it was just normal for them. So the pastor said, pray for healing. They prayed for healing. Now, if you have a need in here, I'd like to pray for you. I'm only going to take 30 seconds. We're going to pray together. If you have any kind of needs, could you just stand up? Sickness, depression, a challenge, a mountain that's too big. Just stand up wherever you are. Let's just, okay? People who have needs. 30 seconds. I'm way over time. Now, this is what we're going to do. Just stand up. If you have like a loved one that's in the hospital or something, let's pray for them right now. Just stand up in proxy of them. Now, we're going to do like this. Those of you who are believers, Jesus is going to work through you now. Not through me, through you. All right? All of you believers, just lay your hands on the person next to you. Just stand up and put your hand on the person with needs. Hallelujah. And those in the campuses, all of our other locations, just go ahead and just lay hands on your brother and sister. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Let's pray for needs today. Amen. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The same anointing that worked on Jesus works on us because we are his body. We are his extension. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. We pray together today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the family of God, for the body of believers, holding each other up, Father God, and not letting someone be left behind. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the rights and privileges you have given us to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. We appreciate everything that you have done for us. And now, Father God, we just address sickness, disease, pain, hurt, depression, economic situation, family situation, every yoke, every burden, every assignment that the devil has planned for these people. We declare no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, every yoke, every lie of the enemy, every trick of the enemy, we come against it now. And we thank you, Father God, that he whom the Son sets free today is free indeed. And we thank you that it is done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you today. If your body was not working right, just go ahead and test it out. If you need to go home and check, and whatever you need to do, check your bank statement, look for the extra zeros, come up, whatever you need to do, go check and come back. Dr. Munker, he was a communications director in our church. He very skeptically put his hand on his shoulder that he could not lift for over a year. He had specialist MRI, nothing. I told him, put your hand on whatever hurts. He's like, Pastor Z, there you go again. He kind of slipped it under his coat so people couldn't see. He was driving home after service, and he couldn't use his arm. He would only drive with one arm. He forgot, and he realized, wait a minute. Yes. So some were healed as they went on their way. God bless you. I love you. Come back and tell your pastors what God has done for you. Amen. I love you. Thank you for your partnership and your ministry and what you're doing around the world. God bless you all.